The Chai FM Eye on Terrorism, exclusively on Chai FM.
Mira Sversky from the Clarion Project, a very, very good morning to you. How are you?
Good, Howard. Thank you.
Very good. And all the best for 2019. Now, we've been reading all sorts of rumors in the press about the health of the head of Hezbollah. And of course, that's Hassan Nasrallah. He's apparently, as rumor would have it, suffering from poor health. There's rumors circulating about this. And I wanted to check in with you and understand if this is, in fact, accurate, and if so, what happens in terms of succession at a terror organization like Hezbollah, and of course, how it affects the region?
What's happened is that a senior Hezbollah official was seen being checked into a hospital, and everybody is assuming that that's Nasrallah. This is what's being reported in the Lebanese press. Mm-hmm. And it's a good assumption for a few reasons. First of all, we know that he has had a problem. He's been fighting cancer for years, so his health is really, really bad. And second of all, it's a very unusual situation that he has not been seen in the media. He has not been seen in person. He has not said one thing since Israel uncovered all those tunnels. And that's quite unusual. He hasn't said anything to his party in parliament, nothing. So that's why everyone is speculating that he had a heart attack or maybe he had a stroke or something like that. Now, in terms of his successor, the most interesting thing that we've been able to uncover from our Arabic specialist who scours the Arab media every day is that no one is talking about a successor. So I asked our specialist, how could that possibly be? And he said Nasrallah is so strong that no one will dare even talk about someone that's coming after him. It's just not done.
That is so fascinating because obviously that will have a tremendously negative effect on the organization. Of course, I'm not saying that that's a bad thing, but any organization that's left like this with this kind of a void, after his passing or after he moves away completely, there's going to be a tremendous amount, I would imagine, of power struggles as people try and take control.
I would have thought so too. Now we have seen his assistant doing some things more publicly for him, so we might be able to say that he's someone who might take over. We know that his son, you know, was killed in 1997, who might have also been a successor. That was an interesting story too that was suppressed. You know, they made a big thing about how his son was killed being a shaheed, a martyr, and it turned out that he was killed actually in a drunken barroom brawl.
Wow.
So
somewhat different, yeah. Right.
Yeah. So it's amazing, you know, having that in your family and the kind of honor culture that goes on there that, you know, Nasrallah has held on to power like he has this long. So it shows you how strong he is, because normally someone like that with a scandal like that in his family, they would be out. So we have also found it. In fact, we were going to write about it yesterday at clarionproject.org about who we can expect to be Nasrallah's successor. And that's why we asked our Arabic specialist to scour the media. And we were also shocked to see that no one is talking about it.
It's absolutely fascinating. What does this mean for the region, though? Let's play it out. Let's assume that he is as ill as rumor has it. His life comes to an end. Now there's this talk. What is likely to happen? You know, is a country like Israel likely to use that as you know, when they lack leadership, to take advantage? Will they lose a little bit of power in Lebanon? What do you think will occur?
Well, one thing I do think is that, you know, Iran has a very, very big grip over Lebanon and over Hezbollah. We saw the Shura Council, that's like the high consultative council, making statements that Nasrallah did not have a heart attack and things like that. Now, you can bet that Iran will not want to have some kind of power vacuum. They'll want their lackey in their terrorist lackey in Lebanon to be doing their work for them nonstop. So I would not be surprised if Iran would put the screws in and impose, you know, a successor and say, this is who it's going to be, and get on with it, guys.
Right.
In the meantime, I would hope that Israel would take advantage of, you know, what's going on in the region to continue to do what they've been doing. And it's interesting that, you know, Russia seems to be allowing them to do it. Netanyahu actually took credit for destroying a lot of Iranian arms just yesterday, which is an unusual situation that the Israelis will usually go in and destroy the arms that they think are meant for them, but they won't take, you know, public credit for it. So we're definitely seeing, with America pulling out of Syria, we're seeing a new power balance in the region.
Absolutely, absolutely fascinating. I asked Anthony Reich a little bit earlier, he's our Israel correspondent, why he thought Netanyahu or Israel took credit for it. Obviously, the cynic in me says that it's because he's heading towards an election. The other answer, of course, is to send a very, very clear message with the United States pulling out of Syria that Israel won't tolerate. What do you have a view on that as to why Israel chose to go public with that?
Yeah, I think that that's a good assessment. I would agree with that. Between the election and just showing Israel's force and saying, we are not backing down, we don't care if America's there, America's not there, and also showing them that, you know, Russia's not stepping in and stopping Israel. And even when Israel goes public with it, we have not heard Russia step in and say anything to Israel. So I think that that's a very positive development.
It's absolutely true. I hadn't thought of that. That's a very, very interesting angle, is that by now we would have expected some kind of a public statement from Russia. They certainly haven't been shy in doing so when Syria inadvertently shot down a Russian plane. So it's the fact that they are remaining quiet now certainly must be a positive sign. Meir Osfersky from the Clarion Project, thank you as always for your tremendously interesting insight and for the great work that you're organization.